Welcome to Teaching and Learning with AI, the weekly podcast where education meets innovation. This podcast was created by Maestro Circea, an AI enthusiast and educator with over 30 years of teaching experience. Whether you're a teacher wondering how AI can transform your classroom, an administrator navigating new technologies, or a lifelong learner curious about the future of education, you're in the right place. Each episode will explore the practical, the profound, and sometimes the surprising ways artificial intelligence is reshaping how we teach and learn. From personalized learning paths to AI tutoring systems, from ethical considerations to hands-on classroom strategies, we're here to demystify AI in education and help you navigate this exciting frontier. Let's discover together how AI is not just changing education, but making it more human than ever before.
Welcome, everyone.
You are listening to the artificial intelligence-generated ebook titled Adopting AI Tools in the Community College Classroom, AI Tools for Success, prompted by Maestro Circea via the QuietQuill.com app. Here's the introduction. Are you ready to begin?
Okay, let's begin.
Introduction. The classroom as we know it is changing. Not gradually, not eventually, but right now. Artificial intelligence has stepped out of science fiction and into our daily lives, transforming how we work, communicate, and yes, how we teach and learn. For community college educators, this shift presents both an extraordinary opportunity and a pressing challenge. Picture this. A student who struggles with reading comprehension uses an AI tool to convert complex text into simplified language they can understand. Another student, working full-time while pursuing their degree, uses AI to help organize research for a paper they're writing between shifts. A third student, learning English as a second language, practices conversation with an AI partner that never tires, judges, or rushes them. These scenarios aren't futuristic fantasies. They're happening today in classrooms across the country. The statistics tell a compelling story. According to recent surveys, over 70% of students are already using AI tools like ChatGPT for academic purposes, whether their instructors are aware of it or not. Meanwhile, only about 30% of community college faculty report feeling confident in their understanding of these technologies. This gap between student adoption and faculty preparation represents one of the most urgent challenges facing community college education today. When students embrace tools that their instructors don't fully understand, we risk creating parallel educational experiences, the official curriculum, and the hidden AI-assisted one.
But there's good news.
You don't need to be a technology expert to effectively integrate AI into your teaching practice. You don't need to completely redesign your courses or abandon the pedagogical approaches that have served your students well. What you need is a practical understanding of what these tools can and cannot do, thoughtful strategies for implementation, and clear ethical guidelines to ensure that technology enhances rather than undermines learning. That's precisely what this book offers. Unlike many resources that either hype AI's potential without practical guidance or dismiss it as a threat to traditional education, we take a balanced, reality-based approach. We focus specifically on the community college context, with its diverse student populations, varied disciplinary needs, and unique institutional challenges. Throughout these pages, you'll discover how text-to-speech, text-to-image, text-to-video, and text-to-code AI tools can be thoughtfully integrated into your teaching. You'll learn how to prepare your students to use these technologies effectively and ethically. You'll explore frameworks for making decisions about when and how to incorporate AI into your courses. And you'll gain access to a comprehensive catalog of specific tools evaluated for their educational value, accessibility, and ease of use. By the end of this journey, you'll be equipped to navigate the AI-transformed educational landscape with confidence. you'll be able to harness the power of these technologies to enhance student learning while maintaining the human connection and critical thinking skills that remain at the heart of effective education. The AI revolution in education isn't coming, it's here. Let's embrace it together, thoughtfully and purposefully, to create more engaging, accessible, and effective learning experiences for all our students.
Navigating the rapidly expanding landscape of AI tools can be overwhelming. This chapter provides a curated catalog of AI technologies particularly relevant for community college instruction, organized by function and with specific attention to educational applications, accessibility features, cost considerations, and implementation requirements.
Rather than attempting to be comprehensive, an impossible task given the pace of development, this catalog focuses on established tools with proven educational value and staying power. For each tool, we provide practical information to help you determine whether and how it might enhance your teaching. You are listening to the artificial intelligence-generated ebook titled Adopting AI Tools in the Community College Classroom, AI Tools for Success, prompted by Maestro Sir C via the QuietQuill.com app. Here is Chapter 1, Artificial Intelligence Classroom Transformation. Are you ready to begin? Okay, let's begin. Chapter 1, AI Classroom Transformation. Understanding educational AI. Let's start with the basics. What exactly are educational AI tools and how can they benefit your community college classroom? At their core, these technologies use algorithms and machine learning to perform tasks that typically require human intelligence, like understanding language, recognizing patterns, or creating content. For community college instructors, four categories of AI tools offer particularly promising applications. Text-to-speech technologies. These tools convert written text into spoken words, opening new possibilities for accessibility and learning. Think about your students who are auditory learners, those with reading disabilities, or those learning English as a second language. Text-to-speech tools allow them to listen to course materials, reinforcing their understanding and giving them multiple ways to engage with content. Popular examples include Natural Reader, which offers natural-sounding voices in multiple languages, ReadSpeaker, which integrates directly with many learning management systems, and VoiceDream Reader, which combines text-to-speech with annotation tools for deeper engagement with texts. One community college English instructor uses text-to-speech to help students hear the rhythm and flow of their own writing. When students listen to their essays read aloud, they catch awkward phrasing and logical gaps they missed when reading silently, she explains. It's transformed their revision process. Text-to-image generators. These AI tools create visual content based on text descriptions, allowing you and your students to generate custom illustrations, diagrams, and visual aids. For visual learners, these tools can make abstract concepts concrete. For creative projects, they can bring ideas to life without requiring advanced artistic skills. Dolly, Midjourney, and Stable Diffusion are leading examples in this category. Each has distinct strengths. Dolly excels at photorealistic images, Midjourney produces artistic renderings, and Stable Diffusion offers open-source flexibility. A biology instructor at a rural community college uses text-to-image tools to create custom visuals showing cellular processes. Before, I was limited to whatever the textbook provided or what I could find online, he says. Now I can generate exactly the visual I need to illustrate a specific concept for my students. Text-to-video platforms. Taking visual content a step further, these tools transform text descriptions into animated or video content. They can help you create engaging instructional videos, demonstrations, and presentations without specialized video production skills. Synthesia allows you to create videos with AI avatars speaking your script in multiple languages. Lumen 5 turns text content into social media videos with relevant imagery. Runway ML offers more advanced video generation and editing capabilities. A nursing instructor uses text to video to create patient scenarios for her students. I can quickly generate diverse case studies with visual components, she notes. It helps students practice assessment skills and develop cultural competence by working with patients from various backgrounds. Text to code assistance. These tools help generate, explain, and debug computer code based on natural language descriptions. They're revolutionizing how programming is taught, making it more accessible to beginners while helping advanced students work more efficiently. GitHub Copilot suggests code completions as you type, acting like a pair programming partner. Replit's Ghostwriter helps generate code based on descriptions of what you want to accomplish. Code Whisperer provides Amazon-specific coding assistance for cloud applications. A computer science instructor at an urban community college uses text-to-code tools to help students overcome initial barriers to programming. Many of my students have never coded before and feel intimidated, he explains. These tools give them a starting point and help them understand the logic behind the code, building their confidence. Each of these AI categories offers unique benefits for community college education. They can make learning more accessible for students with diverse needs and learning styles. They save time on routine tasks, allowing you to focus on higher value interactions with students. They provide personalized support that would be impossible to offer at scale without technology. They help students develop digital literacy skills that will serve them in their future college. They help students develop digital literacy skills that will serve them in their future colleges. They help students develop digital literacy skills that will serve them in their future college. They help students develop digital literacy skills that will serve them in their future college. CanDo is just the beginning. The real question is, how can you integrate them effectively into your teaching practice? That's what we'll explore next. Implementation strategies. Knowing what AI tools can do is one thing. Integrating them effectively into your teaching is another. In this section, we'll explore practical strategies for incorporating AI technologies into your community college classroom in ways that enhance learning without overwhelming you or your students. Starting small, the pilot approach. The most successful AI implementations often begin with small, focused experiments rather than wholesale course redesigns. Choose one specific challenge in your teaching that an AI tool might help address and test it in a limited context. For example, if you notice that many students struggle with reading complex texts, you might pilot a text-to-speech tool for one particularly challenging reading assignment. Introduce the tool, explain its purpose, and gather feedback on how it affects student comprehension and engagement. This approach allows you to learn how the tool works in a real educational context, identify any technical or practical challenges before scaling up, gather student feedback to guide future implementation, build your confidence with the technology in a low-risk setting. Text-to-speech implementation. Text-to-speech tools offer particularly accessible entry points for AI integration. Here's a step-by-step approach. Select appropriate reading materials, choose texts that might benefit from audio reinforcement, complex theoretical pieces, primary source documents, or literature with distinctive voice or dialect. Choose the right tool. Consider factors like voice quality, reading speed controls, and compatibility with your learning management system. Natural Reader and VoiceDream Reader are good starting points. Create clear instructions. Develop a simple guide showing students how to access and use the tool, including how to adjust speed and voice settings for their preferences. Design reflective activities. Ask students to compare their comprehension when reading silently versus listening, or to note differences in their understanding when both reading and listening simultaneously. A developmental reading instructor created a listening journal assignment where students used text-to-speech for assigned readings and reflected on what they noticed about their comprehension, attention, and engagement. Students discovered personal preferences I couldn't have predicted, she notes. Some found that listening at 1.25x speed actually improved their focus. Text to image implementation. Visual tools can transform abstract concepts into concrete images. Here's how to implement them effectively. Identify visualization opportunities. Look for concepts in your curriculum that students struggle to grasp without visual aids, or creative projects that would benefit from visual components. Develop clear prompts. The quality of AI-generated images depends heavily on the prompts provided. Teach students to write specific, detailed descriptions of the images they want to create. Create comparison activities. Have students compare AI-generated visuals with traditional illustrations to develop critical visual literacy. Design collaborative projects. Have student teams use text-to-image tools to create visual explanations of course concepts, then present and explain their choices. An art history instructor uses text-to-image tools to help students understand artistic styles. I have students write descriptions of paintings in particular styles, impressionist, cubist, surrealist, and generate images based on those descriptions, she explains. Then we compare the AI interpretations with actual works from those movements. It leads to fascinating discussions about what defines a style. Text-to-video implementation. Video tools can bring dynamic elements to your teaching. Consider these implementation strategies. Create micro-lectures. Use text-to-video tools to develop short, focused explanations of difficult concepts that students can review at their own pace. Develop scenario-based learning. Generate video scenarios that present real-world problems for students to analyze and solve. Enable student creation. Have students use text-to-video tools to create presentations, demonstrations, or creative projects. Build multilingual resources. Create video explanations in multiple languages to support English language learners. A sociology instructor uses text-to-video to create brief case studies illustrating social concepts. I can quickly generate scenarios showing different family structures, workplace interactions, or community dynamics, he says. It makes abstract theories concrete for students. Text-to-code implementation. For computer science and related fields, code generation tools offer powerful learning opportunities, scaffold programming assignments, provide partially completed code, and have students use AI tools to help complete specific functions or features. Teach prompt engineering. Show students how to write effective prompts that generate useful code, emphasizing the importance of clear requirements. Focus on code analysis. Have students review and explain AI-generated code, identifying its logic, efficiency, and potential improvements. Create debugging exercises, introduce deliberate errors into code, and have students use AI tools to help identify and fix the problems. A web development instructor uses GitHub Copilot as a teaching assistant. When students get stuck, I encourage them to ask Copilot for help before asking me, she explains. Then they have to explain to me what the AI suggested and why it works. It becomes a learning opportunity rather than just a quick fix. Sample lesson plan, multimodal learning with AI. Here's an example of how multiple AI tools can be integrated into a single lesson, topic introduction to climate change, environmental science, learning objectives, understand basic climate change mechanisms, analyze potential impacts on local ecosystems, develop communication skills about scientific topics. Activities, reading comprehension, text-to-speech. Assign a scientific article on climate change, have students use text-to-speech to listen while reading, ask students to identify key concepts and unfamiliar terms, concept visualization, text-to-image. Students write descriptions of climate change processes, generate images based on these descriptions, compare AI visualizations with scientific diagrams, discuss strengths and limitations of each students and limitations of each students. It show a visualizations of each students. Generate short videos showing potential local climate impacts. Students analyze scenarios and propose adaptation strategies. Discuss how visual representation affects understanding of future possibilities. Data analysis, text to code. For advanced classes, provide climate data sets. Students use text-to-code tools to help analyze trends, compare AI-assisted analysis with manual calculations, discuss implications of findings. Concepts through varied representations and help students develop both AI literacy and subject matter knowledge. Remember that successful implementation isn't about using technology for its own sake. It's about thoughtfully addressing specific educational challenges and opportunities. Start with clear learning objectives, then consider which AI tools might help you and your students achieve those objectives more effectively. As you implement these strategies, you'll likely encounter questions about ethical use of AI in education. That's what we'll address next. Ethical implementation considerations. As you integrate AI tools into your teaching, ethical considerations should guide your decisions at every step. The power of these technologies brings responsibility. To use them in ways that promote fairness, protect privacy, maintain academic integrity, and prepare students for thoughtful technology use beyond the classroom. Addressing bias in AI tools, AI systems reflect the data they were trained on, which means they can perpetuate existing biases related to race, gender, socioeconomic status, and other factors. As an educator, you need to be aware of these potential biases and help your students recognize them too. For text-to-speech tools, listen for whether certain names or terms from different cultures are pronounced correctly. With text-to-image generators, notice whether diverse representations are created when prompts don't specify characteristics like race or gender. In text-to-video tools, watch for stereotypical portrayals of different groups. And in text-to-code assistance, be aware that coding conventions might reflect dominant cultural perspectives. Practical steps you can take include explicitly discussing bias with students before using AI tools, creating assignments that ask students to identify potential biases in AI outputs comparing outputs from different AI tools, for the same prompt encouraging students to critically evaluate AI-generated content rather than accepting it uncritically. A history instructor uses this approach as a teaching opportunity. When we study histis and AI-ly and pridle and critically and content rather than accepting it opportunity, when we study histis and AI outputs, comparing and joining students to critically evaluate instistis, conscious study instructor uses this approach as a teaching opportunity when we that era without specifying demographics. Then we analyze who is represented and who is missing, connecting to broader discussions about whose stories get told in history. Ensuring accessibility and inclusion. While AI tools can enhance accessibility for many students, they can also create new barriers if not implemented thoughtfully. Consider these guidelines. Choose tools with robust accessibility features, screen reader compatibility, keyboard navigation, etc. Provide alternative methods for students who cannot or choose not to use the AI tools. Consider the technical requirements of AI tools and whether all students have equal access. Be aware of language barriers in tool interfaces and outputs. A mathematics instructor provides this perspective. I make sure any AI tool I require is available on mobile devices, since many of my students don't have regular computer access. I also check that the tools work well with screen readers for my visually impaired students. Maintaining academic integrity. AI tools raise important questions about authorship, originality, and assessment. How do you know what work is truly a student's own? How should you evaluate work created with AI assistance? These questions don't have simple answers, but these principles can help be explicit about when and how AI tools may be used for assignments, shift some assessment focus from final products to process documentation, create assignments that require personal reflection or local application that AI can't easily generate, use AI detection thoughtfully, recognizing its limitations and potential for false positives. A composition instructor taking creash. A composition instructor take kenshin instructor take I've. I have students submit both their AI-assisted draft and their final revised version, along with a reflection on what they changed and why. It becomes an exercise in critical editing and judgment. Attribution and copyright considerations. AI-generated content raises complex questions about attribution and copyright. While legal frameworks are still evolving, you can promote ethical practice by teaching students to document when and how they use AI tools in their work, discussing the difference between using AI as a learning aid versus representing AI work as entirely their own, being transparent about your own use of AI in creating course materials, staying informed about evolving guidelines from your institution, and in your field in art instructor notes. AI-generated images in their project documentation. This acknowledges the role of the technology while still recognizing their creative input in crafting effective prompts. Sample ethical guidelines for students. Consider developing clear guidelines like these for your courses. AI tools usage guidelines. Transparency. Always disclose when you've used AI tools in your work, including which tools and how they were used. Critical evaluation. Review all AI-generated content critically before incorporating it into your work. Verify facts, check for bias, and ensure it meets assignment requirements. Original thinking. Use AI as a starting point or assistant, not a replacement for your own analysis, reflection, and creativity. Appropriate attribution. Cite AI tools used in your bibliography or acknowledgement section, including the date of use. Responsible prompting. Be mindful of the prompts you provide to AI tools, avoiding requests for harmful, biased, or inappropriate content. Privacy protection. Do not input personal information about yourself or others into AI tools unless you understand the privacy policies of those tools. Permitted uses. Specify which assignments allow AI use and which don't. Learning focus. Remember that the goal is your learning and skill development, not just completing assignments. Consider how AI use supports or might limit your learning. Decision framework for ethical AI implementation. When deciding whether and how to implement an AI tool in your teaching, consider these questions. Educational value. How does this tool enhance learning of important course concepts or skills? Equity impact. Does this tool create, reduce, or maintain existing inequities among students? Transparency. Can I clearly explain to students and colleagues how and why I'm using this tool? Privacy protection. What student data might be collected, and are there adequate safeguards? Academic integrity. How will I ensure that use of this tool maintains appropriate academic standards? Skill development. Does this tool help students develop valuable skills they'll need beyond my course? Institutional alignment. Does implementation align with my institution's policies and values? This framework helps you make thoughtful decisions that balance innovation with responsibility. Evolving ethical landscape. The ethical considerations around AI in education are not static. They're evolving as the technologies develop and as we gain more experience with their educational applications. Staying engaged with these questions is part of your professional responsibility as an educator in the AI age. Join discussions in your department. Attend workshops and participate in online communities where educators share experiences and best practices. Your insights will contribute to the development of ethical norms that shape how these powerful tools are used in education. By approaching AI implementation with ethical awareness, you model for your students how to be thoughtful technology users, a skill that will serve them well in their future careers and civic lives. Now that we've explored the foundations of AI tools and ethical considerations for their use, let's turn our attention to how we can prepare students to work effectively with these technologies. As AI tools become more powerful and prevalent in education, thoughtful consideration of ethical dimensions becomes increasingly important. This isn't just about avoiding problems, it's about ensuring that our use of technology aligns with our deepest values as educators, promoting learning, ensuring fairness, respecting privacy, and preparing students for responsible citizenship in a technological world.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Teaching and Learning with AI, the weekly podcast where education meets innovation. Join us again next week for another episode where we will discover together how AI is not just changing education, but making it more human than ever before. You're also welcome to visit our official website at www.vesl.us/AI.